Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, November the 17th, 2024, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Now tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by Gavin, VK7HGO. On medium and high frequency rebroadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators, 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, 7.140 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, 14.130 MHz by Any Takers, and 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT, and UHF CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC. Now, if you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in Southern VK7. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Now first, a huge thank you to Peter Henry, VK7TPE. He's had to step down from the rebroadcasting roster due to health issues, but Peter has been a dedicated HF rebroadcaster for well over 10 years and has broadcast out the WIA and VK7 amateur radio broadcasts each week on a variety of HF frequencies. Peter's always been improving his antenna system and station to improve his rebroadcasts. Thank you, Peter, for your service over the years. And 73s from Justin, VK7TW, on behalf of the VK7 AR News team. Now, contesting news. The WIA Spring VHF UHF Field Day. Well, it's time to clear the dust and spiders from the portable VHF and above equipment and get ready for WIA Spring VHF UHF Field Day. Now, this year, it will be on the 23rd and 24th of November from 0100 UTC through till 0059 UTC. There are several sections and then subsections, so there's something for everybody. Broadly speaking, there are three main streams of participants. Those that are happy to pack up a fair bit of their shack, associated bits and bobs, and then reassemble it in some remote spot, only to discover they've forgotten to pack something. Brave or enjoy the weather conditions. Supply power, make some contacts, and then do the reverse and pack it all up and take it home. And then there are those that are not quite that mad and operate from the comfort of their shack. There's also the rovers. Now, they are special individuals as they move about and repeat the portable things all over the place. Gypsies, I think. There are subsections that are aimed at the new licensees as well, like the single band section or the four band section that covers up to four of the traditional VHF-UHF bands. There is the option to work either 8 hours or the full 24 hours. It's a great day of fun and there will be many people out and about, so why not allocate some time to come on air and exchange numbers that weekend? You can rework stations after 2 hours. The usual logging programs like VKCL and YACL and others will keep your contacts logged. Just don't forget to check the time is correct and that you check all details before hitting the log key, as a small error will cost you a contact. You'll need to determine your 6-digit Maidenhead square locator from your operating location, and there are many smartphone apps to help you obtain this. Now, the places to look for contacts are the following. On 6 meters, 52.525 FM, 2 meters, 146.5 FM, 70 centimetres, 439.0 FM, 23 centimetres, 1296.150 FM, 13 centimetres, 2403.150 megahertz. Or shall I say megacycles? That's FM, of course. And then we can jump up to 9 centimetres on 3398.150 FM, and even on 3 centimetres on 10,368.150 megahertz FM. Check out the WIA website for all the rules and other information if anyone wants some help with any aspect of the field day. I'm happy to offer assistance along with a wealth of knowledge and experience of other members. Just reach out and we'll do what we can to assist. Here's hoping for a great spring day and hear you on the bands. That's 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. And now statewide news, Thursday night SSTV nets. Due to VK7RAF being off air, it was a quiet night that saw the following north and northwest participants. VK7's ZAB, EV, PD and ZCF all sharing 20 photos. The highlights were the 50th anniversary of Countdown on ABC TV, the TFS, or Tasmanian Fire Service's communications van at Granville Harbour and at a fun run. A rescue crew using a powered cutter on a vehicle, a new fire truck equipped with a remote-controlled snorkel, the 20-year-old battery-powered and electric motor-driven tourist ferry on the Tamar River, a well-equipped radio shack, a Tasmanian map with aircraft locations decoded from their ADS-B signals, a neat Kenwood TR-7400A 2-meter FM mobile from the last century, and modern transceivers used for the SSTV nets, Excalibur, King Arthur's sword and the use of modern potions, a cautionary tale about wombats selling dice, and a modern take on birds sitting on telephone wires. No, not those kind of birds, the feathered variety. Note, Ken, VK7KRJ's, and Steve's, VK7OO's, fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, any time, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on the NTARC's website under blogs. Don't forget to use your own photos or those that are copyright free. 73's from Andre, VK7ZAB. And now, news from the Northwest. VK7RVP is back on the air. The North Coast Radio Repeater Association has put VK7 Romeo Victor Papa back on the air in the 70-centimeter amateur band, and with a 78 megahertz repeater for the Northwest Car Club. Australia's top gravel rally championships are hosted in Tasmania by the Northwest Car Club for the first time in 20 years. And this year's rally will be held in areas from Burnie to the forest southwest of Morbana. The club asked the Northwest Coast Radio Repeater Association if they could use St. Valentine's Peak as the perfect location for repeater communication during the rally on the 22nd of November. The Australian Rally Championship runs in forestry areas requiring radio courage from the Una through to the southwest of Morbana. Last weekend, a combined car club and radio repeater association expedition carried up and installed the rally event repeater. The amateur repeater and a heap of other equipment, including battery management electronics, antennas, and a 5 gigahertz microwave internet link, and the repaired duplexers for the original 6-meter transceiver. Steady work from the NWCRRA has put a new roof on the historic Summit radio shack and repaired damage to the solar battery array, bringing a heartbeat back into this remote mountaintop radio repeater. The 70-centimeter channel is on 438.775 megahertz with a negative 7 split and is already busy with VK7 traffic providing radio coverage across the northwest as far as Launceston and even across the strait to VK3 Victoria. This work brings the repeater site VK7 Romeo Victor Papa out of its long sleep and back on the air with a great big cheer from local radio amateurs. And many radio amateurs across the state have keenly missed the punchy coverage of the 6-metre VK7 RVP repeater, which went silent after the aluminium roof off the hut was torn off in a violent storm in 2020. Although 6 metres isn't on the air yet, the Northwest Coast Radio Repeater Association is on the job, so keep your rigs tuned in for more on this story soon. And support your local Radio Repeater Association. That's 73s from the Northwest Coast Radio Repeater Association. Now, the Northwest Amateur Radio Club meeting. The next club meeting will commence at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 7th of December 2024, at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have tea, coffee, etc. available for members and guests, and visitors are most welcome to attend. But if you do have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. That's 73 is from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, News Officer for the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. You're listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Mount Duncan Repeater Maintenance. The club was advised that the 2-metre repeater will be taken out of service on Thursday, the 14th of November for maintenance and removed from the site. We will advise when it's operational again. That's 73s from Dave, VK7DC, the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Repeater Committee. Now news from the North, SOTA, WWFF, Parks Group. The Summits on the Air, Worldwide Fauna and Flora Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 o'clock midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 is from Al, VK7 Alpha November. The Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, Incorporated. First up, there are still a couple of carryover items from the previous clubroom technical night. First up was Ian, VK7IG, who had a rack-mountable RMA 900 series receiver set up on the workbench. He was using it to demonstrate his new RF noise source unit that was designed by Bravo Golf 7 Tango Bravo Lima and is available on the internet. It uses a reverse-based Zener as the noise source heart and generates random noise in the 138 MHz to 4.4 GHz region. Although not linear across the entire spectrum, for most limited bandwidth measurements, the linearity is more than adequate for a go-no-go testing, plotting, and visualizing. You can always do a baseline plot over the desired frequency range to ascertain the noise linearity as a reference before the device is to be analyzed is to be put in the circuit. For the demonstration, Ian had tapped in the 35 MHz IF output of the RMA 900 and fed it into his tiny SA ultra spectrum analyzer. Connecting the noise source to the input to the receiver allowed you to see the curve of the IF passband on the tiny SA. Some excellent displayed results were forthcoming. A link to a tutorial on general testing using this device is included in the text version of this broadcast. RTL-SDR tutorial, measuring filter characteristics and antenna VS WR with an RTL, SDR and noise source. For interest, the RMA 900 units were made in Australia by AWA, and with its matching transmitter pair, they made up one end of a 900 MHz point-to-point link system. The basic system comprised of a 900 MHz transmitter diplexer and receiver at each end. A link provided 60 voice channels and a sub-baseband channel, commonly called an order wire, for the technicians to talk over the link. And these were extensively used throughout Australia from the 1980s and proved to be very reliable. This wasn't the actual show-and-tell item, but it certainly brought back some fond memories. Ian also brought in a small USB-C socketed printed circuit board. It was very cute. But what did it do? It had been designed to mimic a device that requires a certain DC voltage. When powered down, simply select and set the three onboard dip switches for the voltage required. Then connect to the USB-C power source using the appropriate USB-C to C cord. And on powering up, it communicates with the USB-C power source, mimics the protocol and requests a specific voltage. The user-selected voltage of 5, 9, 12, 15 or 20 volts will appear at the board's output terminals. How simple is that? I've already placed an order for some of these tiny boards. Thank you, Ian, for the demonstrations. Idris, VK7ZIR, brought in his new acquisition. Well, new to him. Considering it was actually manufactured in 1946, he had a fine example of a classic Edison 504 general coverage communications receiver. This is a single conversion superhet receiver with a complement of 10 valves and a coverage spanning from 600 kHz to 30 MHz divided into 5 selectable bands. Now, this particular model is also referred to as the S504, as it has an S for sugar preceding the model number on the tuning dial. This evidently refers to the fact that it was manufactured by Stratton & Company Limited in Birmingham, England. This means the radio was manufactured nearly 20 years before Edison was acquired by the Marconi Company in 1965. Nowadays, this unit is considered and listed as extremely scarce, especially one in such good condition. Hopefully, it's destined for restoration and a pride of place amongst its other Edison siblings. Idris's next acquisition, up for perusal, brought us forward into the 1960s. A Tektronix RM504 oscilloscope. This is the rarer rack-mountable version of the 504, which was the usual workshop style. Must have been something about rare objects that night. Hi. These models were DC to 450 kHz vertical input bandwidth and not intended for wideband laboratory work. Being a reduced bandwidth, the unit also came with a much reduced price tag, which undoubtedly kept the bean counters happier. It was usually found mounted in racks of fixed communications equipment, permanently monitoring signals from selected sources. Not sure what you intend it for, Idris, but it's certainly in very good condition. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast, NTARC Blogs. Upcoming events, Testnet and Technet session every Wednesday, Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30, and then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 till 8:30. And your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. That's me. Club Room Technical Night session. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 20th of November, and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms from about 10 o'clock to noon, and we look forward to seeing you there. So why not pop in and check the QSL cards and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. End of year NTARC celebration is locked in for Wednesday, the 4th of December. 4th of December, remember. Finally, a reminder to all members, if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news at ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks, and 73s from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. And now, news from the South. The Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Conference volunteers, thank you. Pizza and Feedback Forum night. Last Wednesday night saw a bunch of our volunteers enjoying pizza and soft drinks as a thank you for their help during the conference. The pizza then morphed into a forum night where we went through the summarized feedback we received using the Slido application during the conference and took comments from the floor and online about the following areas of the conference weekend: catering and refreshments, content and presentations, venue and logistics, program flow and scheduling, social and networking aspects, online participation and accessibility, and any improvements. These comments will be fed into the conference review document so that we capture it for 2026. Don't forget the Brisbane VHF group announced at the conference that they will be hosting a VHF and above conference on the Gold Coast in November 2025. And the intention is to alternate with the Tassie Ham Econ every 2 years. So thanks to everyone who came along and contributed in person or online. That's 73s from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, on behalf of the conference organizing committee. End of year celebration barbecue and working bee. Now, they'll also be holding a free barbecue for club members to celebrate a fantastic year at Reist. This will be held after the broadcast on Sunday, December the 8th, 2024, from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 1100 hours to 1500 hours. Bring your shovels! After lunch, we will be holding a working bee to clean up the shack, run new cable, dig trenches to our tower, and a range of other exciting things. Please let us know if you're coming along. secretary@reist.asn.au so we can gauge the numbers for the food. See you there, Reist Committee. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. Humongous amateur radio car boot sale. Reist will be holding a huge amateur radio car boot sale in the Queen's Domain compound from 11 a.m. on Sunday the 19th of January 2025. Want to sell something? It will cost you $10 to set up your car boot, then you can sell as much as you want. All profit goes to you. There will be a sausage sizzle on the day with snags and bread at $3 and burgers and bread at $5. Soft drinks available, $1 per can. The Reist Club will be selling 5.4-metre and 8.1-metre portable aluminium masts. No need to book, just turn up. 73s from the Reist Committee. And now the Reist Training and Assessments update. Foundation training and assessment days are held every 2 months. Standard, advanced and regulations license assessments held on alternate months. Dates can be found on the Reist's events page. The final standard, advanced and regulations license assessments will be held on Saturday the 30th of November 2024 from 10 a.m. Our 2025 training calendar has been drafted and looks like foundation training and assessment days will be on the 22nd of the 2nd, the 12th of the 4th, the 28th of the 6th, the 30th of the 8th, and the 25th of the 10th, all 2025. Standard, advanced and regulations assessment days will be on the 29th of the 3rd, the 31st of the 5th, the 26th of the 7th, the 20th of the 9th, and the 29th of the 11th, all on 2025. For bookings, queries and questions, email reist.assessor@gmail.com. This email is forwarded to the learning organizer who will respond to all requests. Now, foundation license training videos. These have been updated to reflect the new class license arrangements. They're available on the REEST YouTube training and assessment playlist. Additional resources? Check out the WIA Foundation trial exams. That's 73s from Reg, VK7, Kilo, Kilo. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz commences at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. The statewide SSTV net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on the VK7 RAF, VK7 RJG repeaters from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7 RJG on 438.55 with a 7 MHz offset, and in the South, VK7 RAF 146.650, 600 kHz separation, CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz to link RAF North-South. A statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60 Bravo. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, Southern stations on the even minute. REEST WAGs, Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the REEST Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. REEST WEGs, Wednesday's experimenters group from around 6 p.m. in the REEST Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. SOTA, WWFF group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Club Room, Technical Night session on Wednesday, 20th of November from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. NTARC, Testnet and Technet sessions every Wednesday night. The Testnet CW course on 3.580 from 7 till 7:30 and a Technical Net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30. NTARC coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochelle club rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group net on 2 meters VK7 RMD and node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursdays commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX net on 144.190 upper sideband. Events, NTARC. December 4th, end-of-year celebration at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill, located at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, Launceston. Let the secretary know if you're coming along. REEST, December the 8th, end-of-year free barbecue and spring cleaning workshop from 11 a.m. after the broadcast at the Queen's Domain, REEST, on January the 19th, 2025, and the car boot sale of the century. Yes, and sausage sizzle, Queen's Domain's club rooms from 11 a.m. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader is VK7TW, repeaters REEST NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to the NWTARC, Northwest Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 meters VK7GS, 80 meters VK7JGD, 40 meters VK7ALH, 20 meters any takers, 10 meters any takers, UHF-CB24, VK7FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7HGO. A huge thank you to all people and organizations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio Newsgroups.io group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 hours on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, wishing you 73s. Stay safe and have a fantastic week.